From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. For the past several months, staff have been working to update Lee County's Equal Employment Opportunity Policy. A local activist who got an early look at the proposal says it still leaves lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender employees vulnerable to discrimination. WGCU's John Davis reports.
More than 6 months ago, local LGBT activist Arlene Goldberg began lobbying county commissioners and administrators to update the county's anti-discrimination policy to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Late last week, Goldberg said she met with Lee County Manager Roger Desjarlais for an early look at a draft revision of the county's Equal Employment Opportunity Policy.
Much to my disappointment, the new policy did not include sexual orientation or gender identification. They said that they don't discriminate and they wouldn't fire anybody for sexual orientation or gender identification.
County staff could not comment in time for this story, but Goldberg says County Manager Desjarlais told her that explicit anti-discrimination protections for LGBT workers are included at the federal level and aren't needed at the local level. Goldberg says that's not exactly the case.
Just because the EEOC under the Obama administration provided some good rulings protecting LGBT federal employees that some courts have cited, that doesn't mean everyone is protected. And we don't know that even these protections will stay in place under Trump.
Goldberg says going forward, she may advocate for the county to adopt a broader human rights ordinance that would ban discrimination in housing, public accommodations, and employment. John Davis, WGCU News.